Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 625, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Keep them several hours. I noticed that they had laid out some work, and I had to see what work they had done and were going to do. I asked Mr. White's wife if she was going or would stay there, as I would be obliged to lock up the factory, and Mrs. White said, no, she would go then. I went down and gathered up my papers and locked my desk and went around and washed my hands and put on my hat and coat and locked the inner door to my office and locked the door to the street and started to go home. Now, gentlemen, to the best of my recollection, from the time the whistle blew for 12 o'clock until after 12:45, when I went upstairs and spoke to Arthur White and Harry Denham, to the best of my recollection, I did not stir out of the inner office. But it is possible that in order to answer a call of nature or to urinate, I may have gone to the toilet. Those are things that a man does unconsciously and cannot tell how many times nor when he does it. Now, sitting in my office at my desk, it is impossible for me to see out into the outer hall when the safe door is open, as it was that morning. And not only is it impossible for me to see out, but it is impossible for people to see in and see me there. I continued on up Forsyth to Alabama, and down Alabama to Whitehall, where I waited a few minutes for a car, and after a few minutes a Georgia Avenue car came along. I took it and arrived home at about 1:20. When I arrived at home, I found that my wife and my mother-in-law were eating their dinner, and my father-in-law had just sat down and started his dinner. I sat down to dinner, and before I had taken anything, I turned in my chair to the telephone, which is right behind me, and called,